at 952-222-4004 or find them at capitalmn.com. You could also search Capital Construction on Facebook.
And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios from age-friendly Northfield, it is Cece Lindstroth. Good morning, Cece.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having us back here for our monthly report.
It's always always just a joy to have you in. Well, you bring a little sunlight.
Especially since we're all heading towards that age-friendly era ourselves, right? We want to be well-prepared.
Don't look now, we might already be in it. Age-Friendly Northfield is a program that's been started up going for a couple of years now, a few years now, and it's just designed to buy people who need to be age-friendly of that age group that would like to see Northfield as far as the way things go, more accessible and more available to people of a certain age.
Well, yes, and you know, a couple of years ago, I was serving just for a small time as the interim city administrator. Mm-hmm. And people come in every day with very good project ideas, something that would truly add to the value of Northfield. But when the age-friendly Northfield group came in, I thought, you know what? This will float all boats. Because even though it's organized mainly by ARP, it really does reach all age groups, because what's good for an 80-year-old, of which I'm getting very close, is also good for an 8-year-old. So when I found myself with more free time as a true retiree, I volunteered to be on the steering committee, and it has been great. So let me share a couple of things with you this morning.
Sure, absolutely.
Great. Well, one of the things that ARP has done for 7 years is a livability study, and it's how well do our neighborhoods serve us? So we are put, Northfield is put in the small town category of populations up to 25,000. We scored 62 out of the full 100 points. Most of the information comes from the U.S. Census data, but ARP also goes back through policy changes, new ordinances, different kinds of things that can often impact the quality of life for people. Our highest score was in housing. And the concern in housing, though, is that we need to look more at multifamily housing. But as you know from our discussion last month, that definition is growing with the Fonzie flats and the and the carriage houses.
I love the Fonzie flats.
I know. I have heard several people mention that.
Keeping the spirit of the Fonz alive.
I know. And for all of you who don't know who Fonzie is, please feel free to call Jeff. And then Northfield, of course, is really ahead with its auxiliary dwelling units ordinance, which mm-hmm. does really help with the housing, the multifamily housing. So the next topic that we went into this month with age-friendly Northfield was, are our outdoor spaces working well? What's really happening with those? One of the things that our Rice County and Dakota County public health assessments mentioned was that we could use more free activities for everyone, mm-hmm. right? And Northfield has done a good job. Right now, if you walk down by Riverside Park this week, you'll see that the pickleball courts down there are being dug up and are going to be replaced. And those are 4 courts, and they'll be opening in mid-June. And once mid-June comes around and you're outside, head down to Riverside Park in the morning, because pickleball is amazing. On Tuesday and Thursday, from 8 to 9, 50 North has reserved the court. And we are beginners, so feel free. In fact, I asked the other day, so how many years can I be a beginner? You know, I don't see myself advancing really quickly there, but that's just a great deal of fun, and equipment is there.
Yeah, and then it's nice that the city is redoing those, because they've been there for quite some time. And when they're doing that, I think KYMN is going to rent one of the luxury skyboxes that they're putting in with the
Well, you better hurry and
facility.
Do that, Jeff.
Yeah.
You
oh,
better
they're
hurry.
Going quick?
Yeah, okay. They are going real quick. At 9 o'clock, from probably 9 to about 11, a much larger group of a wider range of pickleball players mm-hmm. comes in, not just the beginners. But I have to tell you, they are so wonderful to beginners. So just walk on down, see what's going on. I'm heading down to Faribault today after we finish here to play pickleball, because we can play indoors down there. Someday that will come to Northfield too. So one of the things that another thing I'd like to talk with you about, not to minimize this, is an idea called Walking Northfield. The Minnesota Department of Health has come up with this idea on Let's Walk Minnesota, because one in five Minnesotans deals with arthritis of one form or another. And walking is one of the very best ways to relieve arthritis and improve the quality of life. So what they have done is put together, they being the Minnesota Department of Health, they have put together this idea on how to get walking going. The promotion of good walking, warm-ups, cool-downs, walking with groups. In fact, there was an article in the Northfield News yesterday about a walking group in Faribault that just sprang up spontaneously. So it is for all ages, all people. It is designed also to reach out to the underserved, underrepresented people who are exercising and using our outdoor facilities in our community.
And those are ideas to keep you both in shape. You mentioned the health benefits. There's also the social benefits of joining a club like that. And that's, you know, every bit as important to a lot of people. Having people that you have some type of a, you know, likeness with, that some type of activity you can do together.
That is a great point. Even if you smile at somebody and just say hi. Mm-hmm. As you walk by, you know, who knows what that might have meant to that person that day. Nobody's invisible, right?
Right.
When you smile and say hi. Well, this program would highlight three walking opportunities, two outside and one inside. So last month I mentioned the amazing opportunity that the school district has given us in the high school from 3:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then with all the trails that we have in Northfield, just taking a couple of those trail sections and highlighting them, and how the state is proposing that we would do this is three formats. One would be with a leader, a group learning session. You would be taught warm-ups, you would walk with the group, then you would do cool-downs, and it would be three times a week for 6 weeks. The enhanced format, which is where I actually might fall, would be that individuals start and end at the same time, and you can do it once a week for 6 weeks, and then two other days on your own. But again, you would be responsible for participating. Somebody would be keeping track of how you're doing, that motivational factor. And then the third one is you just do the program on your own if you're really great. I find too many excuses, Jeff. I need somebody to say, where is she? So, but there are some people who do it on their own. That's what I'm told anyhow. But
Some people, go ahead. Some people are good at talking themselves into doing this, and other people maybe talking yourself out there a little bit better.
That's right. And the cool thing, the state is offering incentives for communities that apply to participate in their program. And they would do things like provide $5, just little $5 things when you complete the 6 weeks. And I was thinking, do we still have chamber bucks? How cool would that be? And Age Friendly Northfield has money that is given to it by the city. Mm-hmm. And so that would be something that we could do to just, wow, you did it. Here's $5 to spend it out on Northfield. And then the other one I mentioned earlier about the underserved or people that have not really done too much walking. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't have good walking shoes, something that would make them comfortable for a long walk. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that the state is proposing is that you give gift cards or $25 credits. So if somebody wanted a pair of shoes and they really were concerned about the cost, for instance, they could go to Target in Northfield, and they would, yet to be determined, and I should mention, actually, nobody has adopted this program yet. I'm just putting it out there. I'm running it by all of you and Jeff here. But a $25 gift certificate or credit or whatever you would want to do that would go towards the purchase of shoes. Mm-hmm. So if you went out to Target and bought shoes, you could bring a receipt to somewhere, yet to be determined, and then get $25 towards those shoes to help you have the right kind of footwear to walk well. So that's a pretty cool idea,
isn't
it? It
is a good idea. I like that.
Well, yeah, we're doing a lot of biking and running in Northfield. Well, let's do some walking.
Yeah.
And you could walk to pickleball, for instance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Northfield, the whole city is just a very walkable city. There's sidewalks. There's a lot of good things to see, just neighborhoods. This time of year, I just like to go around visit the, you know, see the plants and how everybody, people's yards and stuff. You can go down through the park. You can go out the walking trail out to Dundas. Yeah, a lot of things to do.
That is great. Look at, you're percolating already on this. That's absolutely excellent. And then the last thing that I'd like to mention is that Age Friendly Northfield is reconvening a group that was started and hosted by the Northfield Hospital, the Elder Care Group. And this group will be meeting, it did meet quarterly, Jeff, but that'll be determined by the group. I want to just share with you the groups that will be represented there. The organizations, Rice County Public Health, Health Finders, Northfield Hospital. The family residence in Faribault that represents residential care homes for seniors with dementia. Alina, Genevieve, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Three Rivers. So each of those organizations have expressed an interest in getting together and just talking about what's going on with elder care. What questions, what gaps, what ideas do we have? Like, I'll be sharing this walking idea to see what we can do as far as community and area partnerships. So things are really happening when you're in Northfield and looking at that retirement stage.
You bet.
You've got a big smile on your face every time I say that.
Even if you're not retirement stage, things are still happening.
They are, Jeff. They
just
are.
All the way across the board.
They are. And this meeting will be June 15th at Ruth's on Stafford at noon. Mm-hmm. And if anybody in the community would like to come, please do. You just have to let me know in advance so that we can have enough food, because we do provide lunch at this
and Ruth does a wonderful job with that as well.
It's yes, I'm happy to mention her name because she also has a great meeting facility out there too. So that's kind of it from Age Friendly Northfield, Jeff, for the month.
Well, thank you so much, not only for coming in today. We certainly appreciate the, you coming in each month, but thank you for just continuing to do things for the community that makes us a better place. We appreciate it.
Well, it's very exciting. And next month, we'll have the results. Nan Just was in here a couple of months ago to talk with you about the home services survey. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have a gap analysis of that, Jeff, for you, so that people in the community and entrepreneurs that are looking for ways to help the community. They have an idea of what's needed, what's there and what's needed.
All right. Thank you so much, Cece.
You are so welcome, Jeff. Thank you.
We'll see you again next month.
You will.
All right. Cece Lindstroth, once again from Age Friendly Northfield. We've got Rich standing by. He'll have a look at local news and also MNN news coming up.
So, Todd, what's it like working a graphic mailbox?
Well, it's fun, fast-paced, and never boring.
What kind of things do you do?
Of course, we help customers, pack and ship boxes, design and make signs. Basically, we connect people.
What role do you think graphic mailbox plays in our community?
Whether it's shipping packages, creating signs and banners, making copies, or selling a greeting card, we help Northfield residents connect to each other and to people around the world. And we're looking for members to join our team right now. Go to graphicmailbox.com.
You buy something because you got it for a low price, and soon you realize it's no bargain because you really needed something better. It happens all the time, especially with car insurance. But the good news is you can get the right coverage at the right price. Just talk to me, State Farm agent Mark Quinnell. I'll help you get the right coverage at a price that's right for you. Call me at 645-4545 today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Providing insurance and financial services.
Got a pain in the neck or back? You're not alone. Back pain affects 4 out of 5 Americans. Northfield Hospital and Clinics now offer specialized back, neck, and spine care in the Orthopedics Clinic in Northfield. You benefit from the comprehensive approach of a team of doctors, surgeons, and physical therapists, all with specialized training in spine care. The team designs a custom treatment plan for you. Treatments might include guided injections, specialized physical therapy, exercise, activity modification, medication, or surgery. If you're experiencing pain in your back or neck, arthritis, leg numbness, or muscle weakness, make an appointment with the spine care team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Call 507-646-8900. Learn more at northfieldhospital.org, keyword spine. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
AM 1080 KYMN, FM 95.1, K236CO, Northfield.
Minnesota News Network, I'm